at a UX design interview, all the usual golden rules apply, like punctuality, a firm handshake, and good eye contact. However, employers are also looking for some very specific qualities beyond these basics, so you'll need to prepare accordingly. When a company invites you to interview, they are seeking to answer three core questions. 1. Can you do the job well? Do you have the necessary skills, qualities, and experience? 2. Will you love the job? The interviewer wants to know what motivates you and whether or not this aligns with the nature of both the role and the company. This is important, as I don't want to hire someone who is likely to leave after a few months. Are you a good fit for the company and the existing team? What can you expect from your first UX design interview? UX design interviews. The phone screen. These days, you can expect to have a phone or Skype interview before you get invited for a face-to-face chat. The recruiter or employer wants to narrow down their pool of candidates before proceeding to the next step, so they'll be curious to know why you applied for the job. A phone interview may seem more casual, but don't make the mistake of thinking you don't need to prepare. At this stage, you need to convince the interviewer of your enthusiasm and passion. Your pitch should be tailored to the company and the specific role. Even if it is 1 of 100 UX design jobs you apply for, they don't need to know that. Research the company and make sure you understand exactly what they do and what they stand for. List your motivations for working for them. Perhaps they design a certain product that you use and really relate to. Next, study the job description in detail and highlight the tasks and requirements that really stand out. What was it about the job ad that made you think, "I'd be great at this"? Here are some key things to pay attention to in your phone or Skype interview. Make sure you're somewhere quiet. Don't give the recruiter, or yourself, a bad user experience by making them complete with background noise. Charge your device beforehand and make sure you've got a good connection. If you're doing a video call, make sure you're just as well presented as you would be in person. This means no pajamas. The same goes for your surroundings. Try to sit against a neutral backdrop, ideally a plain wall. Do plenty of research beforehand, and if necessary, have some notes in front of you in case you lose your thread. Your first face-to-face interview. Congratulations! You made it past the phone screen and have been invited for a personal interview. So how do you prepare for this next step? Let's take a look at some common interview questions and what they really mean. Tell me about yourself, please. It's pretty much given that you'll be asked this, or something like this. At the start of the interview, remember that this is not an invitation to tell your life story. It's an invitation to tell your UX design story. Especially if you're applying for a very first job in UX, the recruiter will want to know how you ended up in this career path. What led you to UX design? What makes you a great UX designer? To tell a relevant, cohesive story that starts with the birth of your passion for UX design and loops back to the role for which you are interviewing. For example, if you were working in customer service before switching to UX, you might want to talk about how it nurtured your empathy and user-centric approach. What are your strengths? This is the interviewer's way of asking, are you capable of doing this job? Before you go into the interview, identify your top three strengths that are most applicable to the position. You need to show that you possess the right skill set, but also that you understand why these skills are so important to the role. Look back over your job description. What aspects of the role do you feel most confident about? Maybe you're a great problem solver, or perhaps you've got a knack for bringing people together and enhancing teamwork. If possible, give real examples to support your claims. This makes your pitch much more convincing and makes it easier for a recruiter to picture you doing your job. What are your weaknesses? This can be a really tricky question to navigate, especially when you're trying to sell yourself to a potential employer. Although it's a bit of a cliche on the surface, avoid cliche answers at all costs. Claiming to be a perfectionist or an overachiever won't paint you in a favorable light. The real question here is, how do you learn from your mistakes? To answer this question, think back to a time in your life, preferably at work, where things didn't quite go as planned. What could you have done differently? How did you use this lesson? While you do want to be honest, avoid talking about job-specific skills. This could immediately ruin your chances of landing the role, so focus instead on a more general example. The skill-based challenge. When hiring a UX designer, employers are especially interested in one thing, process. They want to understand how you think, how you work, and how you solve problems. to be prepared for some kind of skill-based challenge. The skill-based interview tests come in all different shapes and sizes. You might be asked to pull out your smartphone and verbally critique an app, or you may be given a design task to do with limited time frame. The whiteboard challenge. A fairly common UX design interview technique is the whiteboard challenge. You'll be presented with a problem and asked to design the solutions there and then, documenting your entire process on a whiteboard and talking the panel through it as you go. The best way to prepare for a whiteboard challenge, or something similar, is to practice. Get a few friends together, ask them to come up with some design challenges, e.g. redesign the EasyJet app, and have them act as your panel while you tackle the challenge. Remember, the interviewer wants to understand how you work, so practice talking through your decisions and processes as you write about the whiteboard. In this skill-based section of the interview, you need to show the recruiter the following. How would you approach this problem? Do you understand the problem? Do you understand the target users? What are their goals and needs in relation to the product? What constraints and limitations need to be considered? What would a user journey look like in this context? Are there any other factors to be considered, such as accessibility? Whatever task you're faced with, remember that the recruiter wants to see your process in action. Don't take shortcuts just to get a solution quickly. Show them exactly how and why you make decisions.